You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Mannequins, welcome to the studio.
Good afternoon, Tony.
It's a pleasure, as always.
Yes.
And you got stuck in traffic. I was going to text you and let you know that you'll probably have to leave a little bit early. But you got here, that's the main thing.
We did. Yeah. Just about.
So, before we go through and talk about what you've been doing, for the benefit of any listeners who haven't heard of you, and God forbid there be any, let's just remind everyone a brief... urology, what you do, I suppose. It was a 3-piece band, but you've got a fourth here today. We'll come to that in a minute.
Yeah, yep.
But your music type is not mod, is it?
Yes.
It's got bits and pieces of that in it, but I think it's a mixture. I don't know what it says it, but it's a mixture of things. It's drawn on 60s.
Yes, definitely 60s.
We definitely need a bit of the mod stuff. I mean, probably more attitude and look rather than directly musically, I suppose. But, I don't know, it's a bit of R&B. Not the kids' R&B, proper R&B.
And a bit of Nelly.
Yeah.
So let's introduce you all from going from...
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Lee.
Lee.
I'm the vocalist and guitarist.
And you write the songs as well, don't you?
Yeah.
You write the songs.
To my left is, you can't see obviously, but it's Chris Stevens, who plays bass.
Oh,
our new addition, Lee Clem Clements, he's our bass player now.
You've got two Lees?
Yeah.
Two Lees,
yeah. That's why he's called Clem.
He's by name, he's Clem. This is Chris. And, and I'm Brendan, and I play the drums.
Brendan, which I always say Brandon, don't I?
Brendan.
Brendan, that's it. So what have you all been up to since I last spoke to you? You've been busy on Facebook.
Yeah, we've been gigging a lot, and we had our album out this year with two different labels, which we'll come to. but yeah, gigging and writing new stuff really. Second part of this year really has been doing new stuff, which long overdue, and we're ready to sort of get in the studio and record that really. So that's our next thing. Yeah. Ken coming on board really.
And he's added. Is it changed the structure of the band?
Yeah.
Who was playing bass before?
Chris was playing bass before, and he played that bass like a lead guitar, so we give him the guitar, and he's a very, very good guitarist as well. That's all right. No, he is. But we sort of come to a bit of a crossroads, really, musician-wise, I suppose, a bit musos, that sort of expand our sound a little bit and explore our other sort of influences, I suppose, which is...
The three didn't really give us enough room to do what we wanted to do.
Next year.
Looking for a guitarist come keyboardist.
Yeah.
And then...
Clem turned up.
Yeah, then Clem turned up, we played bass.
Yeah.
And then we just had a little jiggle.
But basically, I was writing songs, and I'd have a ton of songs, I'd say, no, it might not work with a band. And then, but then I thought, no, we had a chat. Thought, why are we sort of putting songs to the side? If they're good, they're good. So, who knows? It might be mod, it might not be. But the influences we've got are from that sort of thing. But the new stuff's
And I
bought a melodica, which is quite cool. it's a little bit more. We've got a little bit more about us now. We think, we still like getting up and hitting it hard as we would as a 3-piece. I'm sure I say, but obviously, but now it's just a bit extra and we can do things. I'm now getting on the piano a bit more. That we wanted to do, and the sound is just we think it sounds it's filled it a lot out, and it's nice, it's big.
Okay, well, we're going to talk to you a little bit further. I'm keen to get a track on, to hear some of your new stuff, and we can set the mics up first. So I want to speak to the other Lee as well, see how he's settling in, just to rack his nerves up a bit, because he was looking like, God, it's proper, this is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to hit a song first. Which is your first song you're going to sing for us?
The first song is called So High.
Okay, well, when you're ready.
Oh, cheers.
Take it away.
Yeah, and this is, as I say, this is all sort of been worked on the last few months or whatever. We've been away in the studio. A few minutes outside there as well, yeah. So this is, So High. 2, 3, 4. See you when you are through my days. I
I've got to see you when you walk through the haze. I've got to know you're feeling so good, you're feeling so high. I'm feeling so good, you're feeling so high. You know I'm right as rain, and right as rain is good. You know I'm right as rain, and right as rain is good. Oh, that's not misunderstood. I've got to see you when you walk through my days. I've got to see you when you walk through the haze. I've got to know. Yeah, I've got to know. Oh, I've got to know. I'm feeling so high. You know I'm right as rain, and right as rain is good. You know I'm right as rain, and right as rain is good.
Fantastic. Love that track. I love all your tracks. They are. And
cheers.
You're such a good songwriter. And you were saying on the social media sites that you was having one of your best years for writing as well.
Definitely, yeah. Just because we've been a bit more open and we're not sort of, you know, writing as for a certain genre or certain thing. It's just whatever's coming out and sounding really good. And that was basically based on a bit of more groove, a bit more of a groove in there, and there weren't many lyrics in it at all. It's just a good melody, a good groove, good musicianship, soulier, yeah. A little bit more soulier, yeah, we would like to say, yeah. So,
is that going to be on the new album? Because on your site you've got a new album coming out, available on iTunes next year, 20th January next year.
Yeah.
How many tracks you got lined up for that at the moment?
Well, we've sort of dwindled.
One.
It was going to be an album, but then we thought, personally, outside of the band, it's difficult all the time to keep getting a show, doing another 10 songs. So we've got 5 tracks at the moment, which we think
you've
are...
You've got a lot, though.
We've got a lot more.
I'd say it's more folding it.
You are?
It's more folding it, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. It's money as well, yeah.
5 tracks done costs a bit of dough.
Mm.
You could always charge Lee to join the band.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pay for
it. So just a one-off fee.
Yeah, so at the moment, it's a 5-track EP. Which means
as well is having the interest for your audience. You know, the habit of as an EP in 2 sections, maybe do one beginning of the year, one maybe in the summer. Don't know, it keeps the momentum going as well. If you do an album, and we recorded and released our album last year, and we've been gigging that for a year already, so we can do like an EP say January, do another one maybe June or July. Keeps momentum and interest going for us as well. You know, just
definitely.
This as well with this material we've got, this 5-tracker. Is more on the 60s soul-y garagey sort of sound.
Yeah.
Where the other tracks we've got, there's two definite types of EP, isn't there? The other ones.
There is. Yeah. The other one might be a little bit more mellow as we getting a bit older, but still with the same sort of.
I think it's what
folks behind it.
Where we're going to record it, to tape in analog as well, which is unusual these days, really.
That's why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
So you've got to get tape.
Not only that as well. If we just do 5 songs and it works well for us, we can go and do another 5 songs. So rather than do 5 and wait, do 5, release them, see how they go down. Also, it's kind of an appetizer to get a bigger deal as well. And we had a deal last year, but didn't quite work out. So if you do an EP, gives you a bit of a window to go and see people, maybe try and get a bigger deal to fund a proper album, really.
Yeah. What's your fight? Are you getting much rehearsal time now? I mean, obviously, got a new band member. You get time to meet up before you go, or you just literally do it on stage and learn your trade through.
We've been gigging plus rehearsing. Well, we've been rehearsing more than we've ever rehearsed. Really, yeah. We have been rehearsing, and also it's definitely Chris here. It's enlightened. He's getting on his guitar, and this new sort of sound we've got going on. It's ignited his fire a bit, and all of us really. We've all pushed each other to be a little bit better than what we have been.
You've got some gigs coming up. We'll talk about gigs quickly because next week you're in Brentwood. So if people out there want to come see you live and they're local, you are in the SEAX bar, which is called the Essex Arms.
Yeah, next
Saturday.
That's the 26th, isn't it?
26th, yeah.
We've got a good young band supporting us as well called the Victories. Is it Victories?
Yeah, young Brentwood. I think they're from Brentwood.
Yeah, they're good bands.
Nice lads.
Good lads as well, yeah. So that's another thing as well, you know, getting the right bands to come and support you as well, really.
It's a good venue as well because it's always busy there. And what else you got coming up? Because you're always busy boys on the touring side, going around doing the gigs. You've got plenty of gigs lined up.
We've got CX.
We're playing 93 Feet East. Brick Lane's reopened.
Yeah, 93 Feet East, Brick Lane. That's the 14th of November.
Yeah.
That'd be a good night as well. And then we've just been asked, I think one of your fellas might have asked, is it Paul?
Yeah, you've
asked us, the old Christmas lights are going on at Brentwood.
Yeah.
It'll be switching on the
I'm switching on Christmas lights. It's me and Amy Childs.
Yeah. Last year it was Gloria Hunniford.
Gloria Hunniford last year, was it? wicked.
That is the 30th of November.
It is.
On the Saturday. So we look forward to seeing you there.
That'd be good.
Fantastic.
But then in middle of November, where we're recording. Then December, there's one in the pipe. Yeah, there's one in the pipeline that hasn't been announced yet that he might have just announced. And then I think
that's
we're down,
exclusive.
Yeah, we're down to CX. I think on the 21st December with the Weller Collective.
And next year we're playing at Cavern.
Oh yeah, we're playing at Cavern next year in Liverpool.
That's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah, we've got a good one. We're having a proper away day, and we've got a few lined up next year, and there's some other little things in the pipeline that's really interesting.
I'll have to drag myself up to that one.
Well, we're going to have it large. Yeah, it's going to be a nice crowd of us going up there.
Mannequin's jolly up.
It's going to be.
There's a lot of interest in that.
Yeah, there is a lot of interest.
Yeah, we're going to get a coach up there, really. Yeah.
Are tickets still available for the Brentwood gig?
Yeah. You can either go online, I think it's mannequins.eventbrite.co.uk.
Or just check the Facebook page.
Can you turn up on the door?
You can turn up on the door.
Please turn up on the door. it's a lot of interest. There'll be a big crowd there for that.
Be a big crowd, yeah, be a good one. Yeah.
So let's go back quickly to the question for you, Lee. The, I know we spoke about this on our previous chats. Now, if you haven't heard them, you can go online, by the way, and look on the show page blog, phoenixfm.com, look under the Sunday Lunch Show, and you find all the blogs for all the guests that come in. If you scroll down, you'll find the Mannequins, Lee on his own, who's been doing quite a bit of work, and you can listen about all the band. But we've spoke before about writing songs, because last time, in fact, you were singing and you literally had your song that you'd just written on a pad, and it was just scribbled out, which was fantastic.
I've done a few years there, don't you? Chrissy was doing something. I thought, by the way, Chrissy's just had a little baby, so congratulations to Chrissy.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth.
And yours is not that, it's
no,
quite
she's,
recent.
She's 6 months, six my months, one, and yeah. Chrissy's is what, 2 months. But yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you'd written that song about the one, I'm just trying to remember, it was the person that in America.
Where Shotgun.
The Shotgun, which was great.
That's
you've done that live.
Yeah.
Are you still writing songs on those experiences? How are you writing them now? What are you drawing on?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not too sure. I've had loads of songs just floating about for ages and ages, and we never sort of thought, well, I'll take it to the band. It can be about anything, really. Yeah, there's stories, sometimes there's just words that sort of sound good together.
Yeah.
Or I'll start writing, and then I'll think, well, what can I write about? So, there's not really a certain thing I go for, really. No. Unfortunately, that's the worst answer in the world.
How's yeah. Moving swiftly on.
I should have said something really good.
I thought he was going to cut.
Interesting.
So, Lee's the new member.
Yes.
That's integrated well on stage, I take it. Is it weird having another member after you've just been a trio for so long?
Chrissy?
Because normally you have your set places, don't you, where you stand and what you do. And, you know, do you look around and think, oh, where's he come from? That's Lee. Oh, hello, Lee. I forgot he was in the band.
Yeah, there's a lot more bumping into each other.
Yeah, I think it's sort of refocused you a little bit because we've been promoting the same album for about 2 years now. And you kind of almost do it on autopilot. So having Clem on board, doing new songs, it's kind of refocused you, really. So I think the playing's been better. I think the gigs have been better as well. It's been good. It's been good, yeah. It has been good.
Still doing the scooter gigs? Is that still ongoing?
Yeah, we did a few last year. They're not always the best gigs to do because it's an event. They're not there specifically to see you. You're part of an event, so sometimes it gives something.
That's like you with some, yeah. I mean, we still have a nice little constituency, people coming down. And
it's our bread and butter, really, so
we don't knock it at all.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite, who do you like listening to at the moment, musical wise? You all got the same tastes, or what's your favourite?
We've all got really sort of varied tastes.
What's your favourite performer, band, or singer?
At the moment, mine is Charles Bradley. Little soul singer looks like James Brown.
Yeah,
Charles Bradley's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm really into that.
And you, and Brandon, Chris, Lee.
I'm a massive Queens of the Stone Age fan.
Yeah,
so that's a very different genre altogether.
Different.
Yeah, I'm really struggling with music at the minute. I've new stuff. I was hoping you might tell us something to listen to. So, seriously, I'm still.
Well, I was going to put some Miley Cyrus on for you because I had a bit of twerking. Did you see it? But do you do any twerking on stage? Because you can't really, can you?
I've done a bit of it. It's one of my favourite pastimes.
Are you the twerker or twerky?
it's like a little dance, isn't it? Of some sort. I'll have to look at that.
That's something for you could Google later on. You'll have fun with that.
You wouldn't talk about on a Sunday afternoon show.
Who's your favourite band when you're gigging? If you've got to do a gig and someone's going to back you up, or you've got 2-3 bands going on, who do you like working with as a non-signed?
Well, I'll tell you what, we had. There's a band called Shalalas. We quite like them. Those lovely fellas.
Yeah, nice.
They're on the sort of the mod scene as such, and they're nice
weird,
fellas.
It's a weird thing, I mean.
Victories.
Yeah, Victories. Yeah, get down there, see them on Saturday. Victories. They're a good band.
Most bands you play with.
Here he goes. Here we go.
Have you got a soapbox, sir?
Yeah.
There he goes, yeah.
Generally speaking, rubbish, really. And the attitude as well. There's a band we play with in South London.
Oh, don't start it.
I don't know, it's just the whole thing about them is rubbish. How they play, how they look, how they sound. And generally speaking, you'll find that across in our little scene, they all try and look the same, they all sound the same.
They do, in a way. Yeah, a lot of them do. It's hard to get an identity.
It is.
When you go out for a beer, does he sit in the corner like a Victor Meldrew?
He does.
Yeah.
Saying
that, we met Rick Buckler last week from The Jam, and he was fantastic. What a nice fellow he was.
Thoroughly nice man, yeah.
He was really good, actually. He was at a gig last week, and he was lovely. Because since we met Bruce Foxton in the summer as well from The Jam,
it
wasn't quite so accommodating. It was nice to see they're not all the same, you know.
And as a T-shirt, where's my T-shirt?
They'll be on sale Saturday. Are you coming down Saturday,
Charlie? Yeah, I'm going to come down Saturday.
I'm
going to come down Saturday. Right, let's get another track on. What's we going to do now?
We are going to play a song called Oh Glorious.
Is this a new one as well?
It is a new song. I'm not going to say much about what it's about, but
what is it about?
I'll tell you what it's about. I watched the documentary, the David Bowie documentary, BBC 4, and that Spaceman song, you know, or the Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
I didn't realise what a good song it is, and then I thought, right. What if I was standing outside of the Earth looking down, what would I bloody think? Sorry about that.
You can do that.
What would I think? And
this was parachute.
You know, it was a little bit. What the crap am I doing up here?
I hope he's sponsored by Red Bull at least, anyway.
That was a good night. Yeah, this one's called Oh Glorious.
Take it away.
Floating
Outside the earth, I am staring at what looks like flesh and dirt, never knowing who to cling to or where to go. I'm feeling, and I feel let down. I am rolling, but it makes me feel so down, never knowing where to cling to, where to go.
But the end.
Yeah.
Hold on, Brandon.
The ending. Yeah.
That's glorious. That's two off the new album, so yes. It's going well. What do you think of the modern day bands now out there? You know, if the bands that are up and coming, like you see on the charts, is that not your kind of thing? Is there anyone out there that you think, oh, that's pretty good, that's excited me? Or do you think it's the especially in the UK, that the kind of X Factor things have kind of ruined the music industry and we need some more hardcore bands out there?
I think this is Chris's bag, this one.
Yeah, Chris, come up with the microphone, say hello.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, the whole X Factor thing's a disgrace. it's just not the integrity out of everything. But there are bands. There seems to be like an anti-X Factor thing coming through with young lads like Jake Bugg, the Stripes, the 45s, who have kind of gone against that and then back to the... They sound really 60s. I mean,
yeah.
Bugg's Dylan, isn't he? But he's new ones... kind of getting
it's
into that 60s sound.
Yeah, Miles
Kane. Sort of it's the polar opposite, really, you know, stripping it all back. It's all gone back to the original rhythm and blues sound, really, which is...
And thank heavens they're about, because if they weren't, you just think there'd be no guitar music coming, there'd be no alternative for...
Do you like Bruno Mars or Ed Sheeran?
I tell you what, one thing about Bruno Mars, I don't know anything about him. I know he writes his own stuff, and I know he writes for other people, so, yeah, that's good. But... I mean, there was a fellow who was on X Factor moment. Is it Sam?
Yeah, he was on the show.
He was, yeah. I mean, I'm not going
to bet
anyone, but...
Well, we played him.
Is there longevity in it?
That's yeah, you played. You played in a fire gig. He was there, wasn't he?
With Matt Cardle. Or was that me and you played
him? Yeah, me and you played him, yeah.
Matt Cardell, yeah.
Yeah,
he was X Factor.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what ever happened to him. He was a really nice fella.
He was all
playing decent stuff, went on X Factor, and I think it's kind of... Destroyed him, I don't think there's
a lot for the kids now, though. Really, what's the alternative? There's no alternative.
Yeah, there's not even like a Top of the Pops or anything. Well, you can't even watch. I know YouTube's taken over, but
Top of the Pops was great if you can remember watching those bands, especially the 70s and 80s. That's fantastic.
There was a documentary on the other night. It was all about the Tube.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, I suppose you've still got Jules Holland, but that's
very,
kind of
very,
point
yeah. Yeah.
From what I can gather.
Yeah, you build by your way, yeah.
Yeah.
It's watered down. I mean, the tunes are watered down. There's no life in it, you know.
If you could, if I could ask a question to each one of you, just quickly, you'll have to lean forward to those mics as well, those two in there. If you could travel back in time and speak to a 16-year-old version of yourself, what advice would you give yourself?
Last year,
yeah, for me.
It's a great question. Go on, Bono first.
No, that means he's trying to think of one. He's put you on first. Why he racks his brain?
I would do a couple of things differently. Not much, because I've enjoyed my time so far. But I wish I'd listened to the old man really when he said to me, "Don't do what I did and work in a factory for 18 years. Make sure you do what you want to do and you know, come out of school with a few things." And I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd do that.
Brandon?
I don't know, I think...
And write number one as well.
Yeah, I don't think it changed too much, really, because what happened there is what you are now, really, I suppose, without sounding too profound. But I think it's... obviously, there's one or two things I wouldn't have done, which I don't want to go into on air, but... but generally speaking, I think what's been is been, and what you are is because of that, really, and I think I'm all right now. I thought something. So I don't know. Really. Yeah. I don't think it changed too much. I think I would have taken a bit more advice from my old fella as well, music wise. But don't know. Really, not much. I don't think I changed much. Really.
Lee.
Yeah. So this is Clem. We're not allowed to have two bands in the same band. Oh, yeah. So I'm Clem. But
where does Clem come from, by the way?
My surname's Clemens.
All right. There you go.
It's really imaginative band nicknames.
Yeah.
Bono from Bonnington, Steve-O from Stevens, Clem from Clements, and Ivy from Ivy.
Yeah. But so I'm in agreement with the other guys. Really, you know, you get to a point in your life and you can look back and you can reflect and you can think, God, I could have done this, I could have done that, but we're all sitting here now, we all seem to be all right. And I'd say, you know, I got the call up to be in the Mannequins when I was 30 years old, so the only thing I could have changed was perhaps
they could have called you up a bit earlier, couldn't they?
Perhaps I could have kicked down Chris's door when I was 16 and said, can I be in the Mannequins? But other than that, no. It's all
Chris, same
right,
for you?
No, go to an advert breakdown and I'll carry on for the rest of the afternoon on this. I'll have spent a lot less time in the Anglers and the Millers getting up to no good and probably more time down the rehearsal studio.
We've had some good times, though, haven't we?
Sorry?
We've had some good times down there,
though. Oh, yeah, loads. Yeah. Like, bundles.
My mum said to me, when I was younger, it was rockabilly kind of style, you know, you had the hair quiffed up, and you had to get it straight, you had to put hairspray on it. She goes, you can put that hairspray, your hair will fall out when you're older. And I went, oh, Mum, that'd be so silly. And there I am, full out of hair. it's good old rubbish advice. Well, I'm keen to hear another song, the last one, because we're going to be short on time otherwise. If you get another one now, we can have a chat through before the news. You've got these tracks that are going to be coming out. These are all. Can you catch these on the internet? If we talk about finding them soon.
Once they're recorded, we're going to get them out on a physical format, and you know we are going to sort of go with the times and get them on
digitalize them.
Yeah. And doing put them out on the versions. I don't think
the internet thing
on YouTube like the live versions yet. We'll let the actual recording come out and do
We're not going to throw them back. We nearly will want to. Make sure everyone gets that EP and goes, wow, that's what we want. That's great.
Okay.
Because they're making their mind up now. You have to buy it first.
The last album came out on a label, which was a bit restrictive, what we could do, what we couldn't really do with it. So this time we're releasing it ourselves, and going to make it available for download as well, yeah?
Great stuff.
Download it.
So this track you're going to sing now is called...
It's what it's called. To be honest with you, we didn't realise we were going to do three. So,
well, last week on spot.
This one's called Yellow Belly. Basically about... A little bit about laziness.
Do you mean to hold the chord sequence up just in case?
Yeah,
C, D.
A little bit about laziness.
Just the two chords, anyway.
And we just wanted to write a sort of, I don't know, just a fun kick, bum.
This has gone down quite well, though.
It's gone really down well at the gigs.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go acoustic.
Here we go.
Exclusive.
This one's called Yellow Belly.
Hang on.
Hold on, Clem's not on. That's an experience set.
There you go.
You on?
Yeah.
You'll be a long time dead. Got me running through your head. You'll be a long time dead. I know you're stinking in your bed. 'Cause you're a lazy little soul and so you're a long time dead. Don't you know that I'm ready? Don't you call me Yellow Belly.
Cool, love that one.
Yeah.
I know family life is important to you, all you guys. Want to say hello to all your other halves while you're here?
I'd love to, yeah. Alexis, my beautiful wife, can you turn the oven on, please? We've got duck this afternoon.
She a good cook?
No, I'm cooking it. Yeah, she's a very good cook.
You're cooking it all round yours then for later.
My two boys and my Florence, my little Flossie.
Friends,
girls? Yeah, so that's Harriet and Abigail. Abigail's on a brownie thing in a minute and... Harriet's just crying having indoors, yeah.
Yeah, Lee.
Yep, Sophie, hope your operation goes well tomorrow.
Good luck, Sophie.
I'll wait to look after you, and fingers crossed you'll be back right as rain soon.
Great stuff. Chris?
Elizabeth, I know you ain't listening.
Man of many words, Chris, isn't he?
Well, around the wireless at the moment.
Yeah. When was the last time you told a porky?
Who, me?
All of you.
All of us.
We've just done 3 songs. They're all a lie. They're all fake. And it all covers.
If you, yes, I know we were talking about reality TV earlier on. If you could go on Big Brother, you know what Big Brother is, Channel 4, where they all go into the house for 30 days.
Great.
If you could go on like a celebrity version of that, who would be the worst person you could have in as a housemate? You think, oh no, don't want to, I can't live with him. Or her.
Bono. Oh, he drives him mad. His wife, honestly, his missus, she deserves an MBE, a heart of gold. He's lovely, I love him to bits, but living with this fella would drive you insane.
Would it?
I feel like I do.
Yeah.
The phone ring, I speak to you more than I think I do anybody, and it's just the phone
random.
Does he just start mattering? I bet if you say to him, do this or do that, does he go, oh, that reminds me, that'd make a good song, and he starts penning a song.
If I don't say it, it'll drive, I'll go a little bit mad, and it just, I'll go crazy.
He's borderline autistic.
He is. Then he changes his mind like 3 times a day.
He's not as bad. We've had some chats, haven't we?
We have.
We do have some counselling sessions.
We've been at the Priory and stuff to sort of go through this.
I don't really.
I have calmed down. Just boom. Things go
from I know you've got quite a big following on the Twitter and the Facebook, but let's just quickly run through for all the people who want to look up the mannequins online. Where can people find you and eventually find that music and your gigs, etc.? Where can we find you on the in cyberspace?
Yeah, I think the most up-to-date place will be if you just go on our Facebook page. That will send you off to all the links that you need to look at, and Twitter as well. So I think Facebook is Mannequins UK. And Twitter is at mannequinsuk1.
Yeah,
it is.
Those 2 things will push you either to YouTube or to gigs.
Yeah, we've always got the links up. We're always putting the links and places.
Our website is there, but it's a bit of a work in progress at the minute. We'll launch that again with the EP. So.
And the views and statements on there aren't necessarily of all of the band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And make sure you spell mannequins right, because it's M-A-N-N, isn't it?
Yeah, M-A-N-N-E-Q-U-I-N-S.
Because some people spell it wrong, but that's how you put it. And if you're looking on Twitter, it's UK1.
We do a Spanish night, and we're called Los Mannequinitos.
What's the most embarrassing? This is probably the last question because we're going to get to the news soon. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on stage, live on stage? You're on stage and suddenly, you ain't combed your hair or your shirt falls off.
Most of them tend to be around me. Something.
Most embarrassing moment, but the best thing I've ever seen on stage is we was playing our first little comeback gig after like a bit of a break, and we're at a local in Dayton, and we've got all of our people are there, and it's going off and it's having it, and there's a couple of shall we say Eastern Europeans, shall we say, don't wanna, but they was down the front, they was a bit bullish, and some of our girlfriends and the wives and the missus, they was all a bit like that, and then they started getting a bit handy with the girls. So I think one of them turned around to Chris's old man or saying, it looked like he was going to throw a punch, this fella. Well, we had that on playing, and I boom, 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 turned around. Chris has jumped off the stage, threw the bass down, and he's flying about on the floor with some fella. I didn't know what
was
to
do. Was it muddy or wet? Like, it was
so
a
much go on.
Oh, yeah, I remember I'd done that as well. I broke my phone after the Brentwood thing. I said,
I've got another embarrassing moment. This is for Chris. This is probably my embarrassing thing for him. We played the Alive and V Dubbing Festival this year, and nice one for a fella called Colin Coles. He was drinking a cider called Old Rosie. Not really thinking that it would do anything to him. It was like 7% of his stuff to stuff. Chris has had 5 pints before he's gone on. Halfway through the last tune, he just walks off.
He had enough.
He took his guitar off. And walked.
Just put it on the floor and walked off. Yeah. I've had enough
of this, and then carried on drinking.
That wasn't like a diva moment or that.
No, it was just
in the corner of this tent playing. It was like a school fake day. And I was like, what am I doing here? And I was steamed up on Old Rosie, and it was funny.
Next
thing, I was in the tent with Colin, but there you go.
We've had loads, really. We've had falling overs and all sorts of stuff, really, and just. Right, so
keeps it fresh though. It's great to enjoy yourself on stage as well.
We need a mannequin's night out as it goes.
We do enjoy it.
We do have a laugh.
So, just to recap before we go to the news, the Your next gig is the next Saturday, 26th. This is going to be at the Essex Arms, called the CX Pass, just to the side. If you're coming by train, it's literally jump off the train and it's to a left and straight to the Essex Arms. There's a little bit of parking around there if you're driving. Tickets are available. You can go online and get them at
mannequins.eventbrite.co.uk. If you go on their Facebook page, the link's on there.
Turn up on the door
if you want to.
Yeah, I'll be there. You'll see me wearing my Phoenix.
You're doing
t-shirt.
The door
because I haven't got a mannequin's t-shirt, so I'll have to just wear my.
I'll bring you on Saturday. We'll definitely get you on Saturday.
And Liverpool. Anyone wants to go to Liverpool?
You're on extra large, aren't you?
Thanks for that.
Country going to Liverpool as well. So anyone wants to go to that, just give us a shout and we'll put you on the list as well.
Cool. Well, listen, well, thanks for joining us on the show.
No problem.
Good luck with the new material. Once you've got it online, and we'll get you back in the studio, and we'll have another chat. And good luck with the gig. I shall see you there next week. Mannequins, as always, it's been a pleasure. And big shout out to Lee, the new member. We'll try and talk to you a little bit more next time. And when you're well established, if you're still there, if they still let you come.
Yeah,
we'll. Great stuff. See you later.
Cheers, mate.